Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, December 21st, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.5%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed, and European markets largely lower in early trading. The US 10-year is flat, yielding 3.87%. The dollar is firmer against the euro and pound, softer against the yen. Oil is up, gold flat, industrial metals lower, and cryptocurrencies mostly up. Nothing really new from a narrative perspective, as things continue to slow into the holidays and year end. No clear spark for the softer risk appetite this week, though overbought conditions have become a notable area of concern, with analysts pointing to profit taking. No help from Wednesday's lower yield backdrop driven by the lower UK inflation and the lower German PPI. Some incremental pushback from Fed speak regarding last week's dovish pivot, though the market has largely looked past these speakers. Market is still discounting over 150 basis points of easing from the Fed and ECB, and over 100 basis points for the BOE in 2024. In Asia, no change to the bearish China sentiment, with key indexes underperforming global counterparts in December. Risk aversion is attributed to usual headwinds from real estate downturn, economic weakness, debt overhang, stimulus disappointment, and geopolitical tensions. Light on the data front, with just Netherlands' November unemployment rate below expectations and French December business survey beating consensus. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, Q3 GDP second revisions, December Philadelphia Fed Index, November leading indicators, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reports that an entrepreneur has offered up to $600 million for United Health's Brazil unit. People familiar with the matter say that Nelson Tanier put in a bid, and that Bain Capital and another entrepreneur have also made offers. And The Air Current reports that Boeing has been granted key clearance by the CAAC to prepare 737 MAX aircrafts for delivery to Chinese airlines. On today's earnings calendar, we have Carnival, Paychex, CarMax, and Cintas due to report before the open, and we just have Nike due after the close. Asian equities finished mixed on Thursday to follow Wall Street's sell-off on Wednesday. Japan's benchmarks erased yesterday's gains and led the region lower. Mainland China markets were higher, although the Hang Seng was flat. It's reported that the Biden administration is discussing raising tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. According to media reports, the Biden administration is considering raising tariffs on some Chinese goods, including electronic vehicles, in an effort to protect US clean energy industry and signal a tougher stance on China ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Chinese EVs are already subject to a 25% tariff, while other targets for tariff increases include solar products and EV batteries, as US officials worry American businesses are not able to compete with the flood of cheap Chinese clean energy products. European markets have opened largely lower, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading down. New EU fiscal rules are unlikely to reduce fragmentation risks. EU finance ministers agreed on new fiscal rules, but fragmentation risks may still arise since focus remains on more sustainable public finances. EZ debt to GDP ratios seem problematic, and ongoing economic weakness makes fiscal austerity politically untenable. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's morning summary for Thursday, December 21st, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.